Hey, this is Kevin from Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 131 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. In this episode, I get a chance to talk to the guys from The Smoke Sheet, which is the barbecue newsletter that comes out every Wednesday. It's a sponsor of this podcast, but I would have wanted to talk to them regardless. I've actually talked to Ryan Cooper, who is BBQ Tourist. I've talked to him before, and there's a podcast. I'll put a link in the show notes. Sean Ludwig, who is at NYC BBQ. They both travel around a lot. They're at events a lot, and I am stoked to have them on board, and I thought it would be good, too, to learn about their backgrounds so you can kind of understand where they're coming from and their credibility, as well as learn more about the Smoke Sheet and how they came up with it and what they're hoping to provide with the Smoke Sheet. So I think this is a really interesting one for you, and I think you'll get a lot out of it, and I would assume that you would sign up for the Smoke Sheet after you hear this, because it's a great resource. It really is. So without further ado, enjoy. Good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good evening actually for you guys, and it's late afternoon for me. So right now, you guys, are you guys both in Kansas City?
I'm in New York right now, in Brooklyn.
And I just drove down to Kansas City from Omaha this afternoon.
Are you on an adventure right now?
I'm always on an adventure. But yeah, I just got down here.
Well, I wanted to talk to both you guys because, number one, you have the Smoke Sheet, and it's a sponsor of the podcast. But I would like to talk to you guys about it, even if it wasn't sponsoring the podcast, because I think it's such a great resource. But I think it would be important, too, for people to know your backgrounds and where you're coming from. So maybe, Ryan, if you want to start first, what's your background and to get you to where you are today? And your background more so, I guess, related to barbecue.
Yeah, so my background related to barbecue, basically, I grew up in Kansas City. So barbecue's always been kind of part of my life, part of the culture. And then I'm actually a cultural geographer as far as my career. And so I got interested somewhat recently in kind of understanding the different regions of barbecue. And I really thought I knew everything about barbecue until I traveled down to Texas and realized how different things were down there. And then I just fell in love, and I was like, okay, I need to understand everything I can. So that's kind of my background. I've been traveling around now for the past 2-3 years to different places, but really in the last year and a half, traveling almost every other week, it seems like, going to different barbecue places and seeing all that I can.
Yeah, and people who would follow, I think people should, I'll make sure I put links to all of your social media, but they should definitely follow both you, and specifically too, Ryan, you're going crazy. Like, you're traveling so much, and it seems like you're all over the place. And then Sean, you cover that whole region. It's just, yeah, it's amazing. But I definitely am jealous of both of you. But it's nice if you do want to travel vicariously through people, it would be the two of you guys. Now, Ryan, you're not specific to Texas right now, but you do focus on Texas a lot.
Yeah, just because, especially recently, I've really fallen in love with the Houston area and that scene down there. So I've traveled down there 3 or 4 times already this year. Wow. I'm heading back in a few weeks as well. So I'm focusing a lot on Texas lately, and I go to Kansas City, it seems like, every other weekend as well. So yeah, I'm traveling a lot.
Yeah, and both of those scenes are blowing up, so that's perfect. So Sean, what's your background in regards to barbecue?
I also grew up in Kansas City, and then went to University of Missouri, which actually Ryan and I both grew up in the same city, went to the same university, different times. And then ultimately we met in line at Snow's in Texas, actually. So that's actually the first time we ever actually met and realized that we were both barbecue enthusiasts was that. It was just kind of amazing. Just like, what a strange happenstance. But my background, I've been writing and documenting barbecue in the Northeast for about 4 years. And my photography over time has gotten a lot better because I started on my like crummy whatever iPhone that I had 4 years ago. And then now I'm shooting, you know, on a Fujifilm X-T2, you know, like it just like the progression has gotten better over time. So the level of interest and the level of love that I have for the Northeast and the sort of, I think, criminally underappreciated level of barbecue that's happening out here You know, I think it's easy to make jokes about Brooklyn barbecue or New York barbecue. Mm-hmm. But when you've actually tried a lot of it and you're like, holy crap, there's like a lot of amazing stuff here and yeah. a more of a willingness to experiment with barbecue. And that's what really got me interested because the willingness to combine tradition and combine really new, like interesting ideas together. That's what I'm interested. So that's been something for me to write about and cover and photograph. And it's been a journey.
And what do you do what do you do for your other career? Or is that specifically what you do as a job?
I wish that was my full-time job, but I was actually a technology journalist for 5.5 years.
Okay.
I studied journalism at the University of Missouri. So this journalism kind of thing runs into my blood, but I did PR and marketing and freelance work, and I've been doing that for a few years. And I basically wanted a more journalistic thing for me to do because I had all this journalistic background, and I focused that into barbecue and documenting and writing the story of what's happening in my part of the country.
People that might not know, what your part of the country would be the entire East Coast? Like, because you guys, it seems like you're covering a lot, like a lot of territory.
I mean, Ryan,
by
far covers a lot more than I do. I am mostly focused on New York and the tri-state area more than anywhere else. So that's okay. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut. But I mean, honestly, I think just generally I'm interested in this region because it's so underappreciated, because there's fine cuisine and good barbecue here. And I just enjoy, you know, being like the guy who's got the insight on those things. And a lot of people have no idea what's happening over here.
And it seems like there's a lot of transplants, too. I think that's what people maybe don't realize is there's transplants from all these different regions coming to places like New York, coming to Los Angeles. And they want to recreate that, but also put their own spin on it. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. And I think you're lucky, too, because I think you've gotten to witness that in Los Angeles, that if you have people that are coming from, you know, Texas, Louisiana, you know, Georgia, etc., and all coming to New York and bring their talents, then that means you're actually getting a lot of authentic talent in, you know, in your food. Like, there's a lot of really fantastic stuff here.
How hard is the market to break, though? Is it difficult at times?
I mean, the hardest thing to break is probably the fact that it's hard to deal with the environmental regulations of the city. Mm-hmm. And having real wood smokers like is actually incredibly difficult. So you're not seeing like the level of scope that you'd have, you know, in like a Texas, you know, scenario, but you have still a lot of experimentation and a willingness to try all kinds of things to make it work for you.
And rent, I'm sure, is not cheap.
Oh, it's ridiculous here. Thing. So having a large barbecue joint, you really need to, you know, get everything lined up really well and figure out your business model, because if you don't have it figured out, you know, you'll be out the door. And we've had, you know, in the last few years, we've had a few closures. Mm-hmm. You know, or people decided, hey, I can't cut it at barbecue, but maybe we'll turn this into a different kind of restaurant. But it's kind of challenging. It's a tough market. But I think like the competition is good, though.
Yeah.
The competition means the product is usually quite good.
Yeah, and because of those challenging those obstacles, the food has to be good to make it, and that's great for the consumer.
Why we have so many great choices for food in New York, because if stuck, you're out the door.
Yeah, you can't make it. No, that is very true. Well, then, so how did you guys get together? You guys met in line of Snows, which I think is just, that's a great story unto itself. And I didn't know that part of it, so that's really cool. How did you guys decide we need to put together the smoke sheet? What was the genesis of that?
Well, it was actually Sean's idea. So Sean and I kept in touch the entire, you know, after we met in Snows, we, you know, kept in contact and everything. And then last summer, Sean really had the idea like, hey, there's really a need for, you know, a good central place for people to go to find barbecue news. And at the same time, I was finding that I was missing out on a lot of events that were happening. I would either find out about them after they were over or literally like the day before. And so I had been kind of, you know, telling Sean, like, man, it would also, in addition to all the news that's happening, it would be great if we could include all the events that are happening across the nation because
yeah, I love that.
There's so much happening, and I always find out about it too late. So that's kind of the genesis of us putting together the newsletter. It was really kind of Sean's idea, and then we put our heads together and came up with a good format and kind of the things that we were really interested in. Like, here's what we want to read. So this is what we do. We put that out there.
And that's the way I feel too, is that when I do get it, it's something, and I've said this in my intros before too, it's, I read it top to bottom. I actually go through it. Whereas I get so many things, and you get a lot of emails like from different stores that maybe you signed up for, and you get long things and you don't, and they try to put together something sometimes creative for you, but you definitely, with the smoke sheet, I read it. And also you're putting original content in it too, which is really cool.
I mean, I think the vision was, I want a little bit of everything. I want a little bit of original content that has, you know, expert perspectives and interesting ideas. I want some news. I want to know kind of what the top headlines last week around the country were, because I can't find a central repository for that,
no.
Like nowhere. And I was like, but why don't we do it? And then, you know, obviously the event listings are great. I like to travel around the country. I don't get to do it as much as Ryan does, but I do, when I do travel, I make sure to try a good barbecue wherever I go. And then we thought, hey, we should have a recipe in here too, because there's a lot of, backyard enthusiasts and people who just love barbecue that would love interesting recipes as well. So let's do a recipe as well. And, you know, I think we've got a lot of pretty good feedback, and, I shouldn't admit this, but we actually inserted the wrong recipe, a link in, unfortunately. You know, this is what happens, right? You know,
yeah,
you get busy, and we didn't do that. And somebody actually emailed and go, hey, you didn't put the right recipe in here. And we go, I'm so sorry, here's the link. And I said, we'll put a correction in the next newsletter to let people know, I'm sorry, wing enthusiasts, we accidentally sent you to the wrong recipe, but we got you hooked up. That was actually great to hear. Somebody actually was wanting the recipe. They read the intro, they read the thing about it, and they said, I want this. I want those wings. And I was like, we got you.
And sadly, we sent them, you know, to a vegan recipe. So, I mean, it was like...
That was the wrong thing.
But I was happy, you know, someone wanted the recipe. That's great.
So it wasn't on April 1st or something? That would have been perfect.
No,
sadly.
Included that vegan recipe before, and we thought that was just an interesting thing, yeah. That, you know, hey, occasionally we can do something that's a little different, and so occasionally we put something like that in there.
I think that's good too. I found that important, because then you're covering everything, because barbecue, I don't think we should pigeonhole barbecue to begin with. And I think it's nice too, that you're covering the entire United States. So that way people do have a chance to see things that are happening with pitmasters and cooks and stuff across the United States, not just within Texas or Kansas City or the Carolinas. I think that's really important.
I think it's valuable that we're both from Kansas City in a way, because Kansas City, I think, likes to incorporate a lot of different styles and ideas.
For sure.
And the fact that we're both from there, I think, gives us, maybe we're a little more willing and open to trying all the things, because mm-hmm. we like barbecue generally, but like, we grew up and there's a bunch of different kinds of, you know, variation mm-hmm. in Kansas City barbecue. And I don't know. Like, I guess if you grew up in like a really hardcore Texas tradition, maybe you're not going to, you know, be open to some of those other mm-hmm. things. You're like, Carolina barbecue, this is disgusting. Like, no, guys, open your mind up a little bit.
Yeah. And it still is amazing to me that people think that way with anything. Like with barbecue, it's shocking that they're like, someone from North Carolina might hate South Carolina Star barbecue, like hate it. And I'm like, are you really? Like, just open your mind, and you might not like it. I don't know. It's shocking.
It's like rooting for a sports team.
True.
In a way. Right? You know, you're like, oh, my sports team's the best, and I love them. And even when they have their off years, you're like, they're still the best. But, like, I think about barbecue, I'm like, that means that, like, you have to be willing to go at least try the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not suggesting that you need to root for it.
Yeah.
But just go open your mind up a little bit.
And I think what's nice, too, is that you're sharing personalities and people, you're sharing the personalities and people from across the United States, because that's another reason why I love barbecue so much. And what I'm doing is because of all these people and these great humans that are doing this. Like, it's this barbecue world. I didn't realize, like, I was even part of it, and I didn't realize how great it was. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah, that's absolutely why. I think that's really what has held my interest in all of this. If it was just, like, good food, I think I would have been kind of like, okay, I did that after, you know, a couple of trips. I'd be like, okay, I experienced everything. The food's great. But the people, that's what really draws you in. The community is amazing. We've just met the most amazing people. I get to travel a lot and talk to a lot of pit masters, and they are wonderful. The people who work in the restaurants are amazing. The people who compete in barbecue are so passionate. And then just the other fans, it's wonderful.
I think that amongst all types of food, like I was thinking the other day, like, do you see this like in sushi, or do you see this in, you know, like, it's like, and it also becomes like an obsession, but I think I would hope it's a healthy obsession, I feel.
I mean, the generosity of the community is, I think, true. Maybe it's unique, or perhaps it's just singular. There is so much generosity and goodwill in the barbecue community. Like, there's a lot of people that are just genuinely nice people, and it's just wonderful to be around them.
Yeah.
Even if they're like celebrities in a way, like I've met people that are, you know, barbecue celebrities, but you've actually just had like a little bit of a conversation and they're like, no, they're just normal, like pretty cool people. They just happen to be on TV sometimes.
And we've kind of deified them in all of our minds because they do something spectacular within our world. But again, they're just people. And I want to talk a little bit about some of like your favorite recent spots. And I wanted to talk about like, so how do people sign up for the smoke sheet? How easy is it? How often does it appear in your email box?
It's very simple. BBQnewsletter.com is the place to go. You sign up for it. It shows up in your inbox every Wednesday morning. We might give you a little extra prod if you don't open it, but just to remind you that it's out there. But you know, it's once a week. And I think that's a great thing, because it doesn't mean you're inundated by our emails all the time. We're just trying to harass you, which some people do on email. And we go, no, we're delivering a product to you in your inbox for free. And that's, you know, our philosophy.
If you're you're a PR person watching this, or you work for a restaurant, how would you get a hold of you guys? What's the best way to get a hold to give you guys news or scoops or things that are coming up?
BBQnewsletter@gmail.com.
That's,
you know,
easy.
So I mean, I feel like we really own that. It's like, so BBQnewsletter.com, BBQnewsletter@gmail.com. We also are really easy to get a hold of on social media. Yeah. So Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, where we own all of those channels. Usually it's at the Smoke Sheet. And that's also a great place to find all of our stuff and connect with us.
And also, if they wanted to directly get a hold of NYC BBQ or at a BBQ Tourist, that would be the easiest.
I mean, mine's usually NYC BBQ on Instagram and Facebook, and New York Barbecue on Twitter, because the squatter owns it, and it hasn't been active for like 10 years.
Wonderful.
And it's ridiculous. So anyway, sorry. And then Ryan, you should give your handles as well.
At BBQ Tourist on everything. So Facebook, Instagram especially. I'm very active on there. And then Twitter as well. So.
Yeah, and I think that if you're listening to this or watching this, you definitely should follow both of you guys. It's not just a plug. It's something you should, because you guys are... You're going to a lot of things, and it definitely makes you jealous in like the best way. It's a vicarious way to travel, because like that recent event that you did was it Pig Beach?
Yes, I was at Pig Beach recently for a barbecue benefit for Jeff Michener, who passed away last year.
Yeah.
It was a sudden thing, really terrible situation, but try to turn to a positive into an event for his to raise money for his family. And it was a beautiful event. The day was great weather, and we had pitmasters from all over the country there in support. You know, we had Chris Lilly and Amy Mills and Leslie Rourke Scott, Phil Wingo, and I'm just like, just name all the pitmasters you'd like to like enjoy in a room together or whatever. And we just had a blast. Also, Ed Randolph. too.
So what's the connection? How did, what did you do with the book?
So actually I thought about this, but like I was like, I wondered if we would, if might bring it up. So anyway, check this book out. It just came out. So Ed, I've known Ed for a little while. I shadowed him when he was doing a competition in New York, the NYC BBQ Cook-Off. And he had reached out to me because he just liked what I was working on, the NYC BBQ. And this is a few years ago. And I followed his team, and we had a great time, just established, you know, a relationship. And then last year, he goes, hey, I'm working on a book. Do you think that you might be able to introduce me some of the Northeastern pitmasters that I don't have, like, a good, you know, relationship with yet, and maybe there's an opportunity to include them in the book? And I said, 100%. Yeah. Like, what an opportunity for me to get to connect some really great people together. And then also, the fact is, this book has more Northeastern barbecue than probably any other barbecue book that I've ever seen.
Because
it has people from all over the country, but it does have a fair number of Northeastern, you know, New York and Connecticut and New Jersey.
Which is amazing.
I'm really happy about it. And this is the first time I had an opportunity to write the foreword for a book. And so having, you know, Sean Ludwig from NYC BBQ and the smoke sheet in the book, it's just incredibly humbling. And Ed asked me to sign his copy. I was like, this is like too much, man.
Wow.
He did, you know, most of the work, and Ken Goodman, who's fantastic barbecue photographer.
Yeah.
I think you've had a chance to speak with him. But, you know, he's such a talented photographer. And so the photos are beautiful. The recipes are great. And I'm just humbled to be part of it.
And the recipes are really unique, too, which is really cool.
I don't know how many books, barbecue books that have vegan barbecue in it. So I'll tell you that. That was my idea. It was like, hey, you should talk to these guys who are doing really good vegan barbecue. Because what an interesting concept to put in your book. So.
That's great. Yeah, he's coming out to L.A., I think, in a couple of days. But now, so what's some places in New York or the area surrounding New York that you could recommend that people that might not be on people's radar right now or that you're loving right now?
There's a few things that I want to put on people's radar. So one is Juicy Lucy Barbecue, which is opening in Staten Island soon. I got to try their brisket, and their pitmaster is from previously Franklin Barbecue. And so to think that it's Franklin Barbecue to Staten Island is kind of crazy. Staten Island is sort of like the one borough that the least amount of people actually visit in New York, between the Bronx and Queens and Brooklyn and Manhattan. And it's going to have a destination barbecue place very soon. And I've actually had the chance to try their food, and it was outstanding. So very good quality. It won our Brisket King of NYC competition recently. And it just, their brisket's fantastic. So I think they're going to have a really interesting destination barbecue joint in Staten Island that people from all around the city and maybe even anyone who's visiting New York might want to go check out.
That's great.
Now, it hasn't opened yet, so I can't 100% say that, you know, everything that they're working on is going to be, you know, 100%. But when you got a guy from Franklin, you're probably you're moving in the right direction. And then there's another place called Mothership Meat Company, which just opened. A gentleman from John Brown Smokehouse, which is a place that I really like, Kansas City style in New York. He opened a new place that's Texas style. He doesn't have he's a little ambivalent about that, but Texas style, and it's also in Queens,
okay,
which doesn't have that many great barbecue joints. So that Mothership Meat Company, Texas style barbecue, I've had it recently. It's very good, and it's only going to get better.
Do you come up and order the meat like that, or do you get plates? Or
yeah, you do. It is a counter service.
Okay.
You go up, you get your meats, and they've got an oiler smoker, and which is extremely rare in New York to find, like, you know, a hardcore smoker like that.
Wow.
I'll tell you, I've been in the back room of the smoker, and it is just smoke fest. It is just in your face. And the thing is, like, that you're not going to find that many places in New York. They're going to have incredibly smoky, rich meat like that. So I'd have to put that on barbecue fans' radars as well.
Awesome. Those are great. That's cool. Do you have any others? Should we jump to Ryan?
You know what? I just follow me on NYCBQ.
Yeah, you're always going places. So, yeah, there's always tons.
Ryan's probably got a million cool places that I haven't been to. So I'd love to hear his recommendation.
Cool. And also, too, you're wearing a 2M Smokehouse t-shirt. I was wondering.
I went down to San Antonio for a gaming conference last January. And I hit up a few barbecue joints while I was there, of course, because when I'm traveling, I'm always thinking barbecue joints. And I just love this shirt. It's just such a cool, they have a great design, and it's cool to wear San Antonio barbecue around. So,
that's rad. That's a rad shirt. And it's an amazing barbecue restaurant. So Ryan, let's hear some, little gems that you've been to recently.
All right. So, Houston is where it's at for me right now. So my places in Houston that I hit most recently, I'm in love with this place called Reveille, which is in Magnolia outside of Houston. And it just made the top 25 new barbecue joints list that Daniel Vaughn from Texas Monthly put out. I actually was surprised that they made the list, even though I love them so much, just because there's so much great barbecue around the state right now. But they just got Wade Elkins, who had worked for Feige's Barbecue. He just joined the team, and they are just doing really exciting, incredible things. They're cooking whole hog now, you know, once a month or once every other month. Their brisket is amazing. Their beef ribs are amazing. Their side dishes are great. So, and I really, really just like the atmosphere. It's very low key. It's almost like a family friendly type environment. There's kids running around and everything. It's just been wonderful.
And they're really, and those three guys, I recently got a chance to talk to them. The coolest guys ever. Yeah, so nice. So down to earth.
It's so odd that they like have full-time jobs and then they're these amazing pit masters just on the weekend, you know. It's like, oh man. One of the most amazing dishes I had there was actually smoked alligator, which I got it because of the novelty of it. I was like, well, I'll try this. And it was fantastic. I was blown away.
And so, they said they'll do that for events. I guess the alligator and the whole hog will be like an event-driven thing, but they'll do events at least once a month, which is really cool.
Right, yeah. So Reveille is a cool place. Another place in Houston that I like is Blood Brothers. It's fairly recent.
Yeah, I haven't been there yet.
6 months or so. Really interesting Asian and Cajun influences in the barbecue there. They have a really awesome green curry boudin that's fantastic. Wow. They have like kind of a Thai peanut butter, I think, ribs. And then, they just have fantastic food there as well. Feige's is great. They do whole hog, and they're in like this interesting, like, corporate building. That's like the last place you would expect to have a whole hog. But Feige's is great. Pinkerton, fantastic as well. I'm probably missing another, 10 places in Houston that I just.
So you'd recommend. I know a lot of people, they want to go to Austin, or they even want to go to Dallas or just Lockhart, because a lot of people like want to go to the nostalgic places. But you would recommend people go to Houston, right?
The reason for that is because the lines are not as crazy for Houston as compared to Austin. Like if you go to Austin, you're going to burn half a day standing in line probably. So Houston, I find to be more accessible, especially if you kind of plan things out. Some of the really, really famous great places like Tejas and Corkscrew even have good systems, even though they have very, very long lines. They'll have like a golden ticket system, so that's you can true. Get there early enough, get your ticket, hold your place in line, go do something else for a while, and then come back right before it opens.
And also, there's Truth has a location in Houston now, too.
Oh, yes, and I have that. There you go. Truth was one of those places that was just for me, like it was made for someone like me. You could tell there's the attention to detail, and the whole place was just immaculately designed and laid out, and the service there is unreal. Like your glass is never empty. Nothing falls on the floor without somebody just coming by and picking it up, or I mean, the service there is unreal, and then the food was phenomenal. I got there very early, and the line went pretty quickly, actually. I mean, it was just an amazing experience.
In Houston, you could spend 2-3 days, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I keep going back. So I would think 3 days you could hit a lot of great places.
You can go to some of the old school places as well as these all these new places.
Yeah, and that's what I'm hoping to do, you know, as I travel back, is kind of hit some of those that aren't necessarily on the top 50, but there's some old cool places there as well.
We could talk barbecue for hours and hours, and the main focus is what I really wanted to do with this was to let the people know about who you guys are, about you, and then also specifically about the Smoke Sheet and why it's such a great resource. Is there anything else about the Smoke Sheet that we missed?
The Smoke Sheet, I think we covered all the bases. The one thing we probably ought to mention is Sean has a really exciting event that's coming up that he should probably tell everybody about.
What's this?
The event is Rib King NYC. So this will be a celebration of beef and pork ribs.
Oh.
And we will have more than 10 chefs and pitmasters there serving up their own variation. So it's going to be a blast. It's all inclusive. So that means like, you know, all you can drink as well. So it'll be a party.
When is this?
This is May 30th.
May 30th.
So it's a Thursday night. The weather should be really nice. May 30th in New York is going to be beautiful.
And how do they get tickets for it?
You can follow all my channels. I've been posting about it there. I believe there is ribkingnyc.com as well, if you just want to go there as well. But it's going to be a blast. We're going to have a lot of great food and drink, and I'm super stoked. I'm stoked that it's my first event that I'm curating. So it's a blast, man.
That is awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. I'll definitely promote the heck out of that.
The fact is, you think about this, that the Big Apple Barbecue is not going to be happening this year. I mean, well, unofficially, it's not happening. And so the fact is you have a lot of people who love barbecue that want to go to events. And I think there's room for some smaller events as well that we can host because people want to get their barbecue fix in New York. And here's a great opportunity.
So it's just going to be, this will be an annual event then?
Yeah, I mean, almost certainly. We'll make this as soon, I mean, obviously it needs to be a success first.
Yeah.
We're going to start scheduling next year's. But, all indications are it's going to be a fantastic event, and we'll do it every year.
That is awesome. That's really cool. Well, I'm excited just to follow along with both of you guys, like what you guys are up to, especially the Smoke Sheet for sure. People should sign up, bbqnewsletter.com. Is there any last parting words you'd like to give people?
I just think like we're really appreciative of all the support that we've gotten, and we'll be traveling around the country. I think maybe the next time that we're going to be together is going to be in Chicago for the Windy City Smokeout, and we're just really appreciative of the community and being able to kind of take part in everything, and being invited to a lot of things.
And people, if they see you, come say hi. You love,
definitely.
Yeah, that's what I love too. Is that? But a lot of times I'll see somebody and I'll know them just from their name, their handle on Instagram. This is great. Thank you guys so much for taking the time. Thank you for creating the Smoke Sheet. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Have a good evening.